Dero, My Life, written by Dwayne DeRosario with Brendan Dunlop, narrated by Tony Ofori. Dedication, in loving memory of my father, John Anthony DeRosario. Forward. You can pick an athlete out of a crowd, usually just by their body structure. But there's also an attitude about them that typically stands out. You can pick a champion out of a crowd of athletes by their swagger. They have this aura about them that is just different than everybody else. I first met D-Ro at the ESPY Awards. Two things caught my eye on the red carpet that night. Floyd Mayweather's crew of security guards and Dwayne's flashy jacket. It reminded me of the Teddy Boy style back in England during the 1950s. The man has always had his own flair, on and off the field, and he's still got skills. I watched him play an indoor game a few years ago, and he scored 5 goals. I guess I was impressed because he must have been the oldest player out there. But D-Ro is a champion. That's just what I expect from him. Over the years, we've become good friends. He reminds me a lot of myself. Introduced to each other as champions, we share a similar love for music, business, and fatherhood. The world knows us for what we did while at the top of the sports world, but our kids just know us as their dads. They are our world now. When my time comes to knock on heaven's door and God asks, "What did you do with your life?" I want to be able to show more than just the world titles and what I did wearing boxing gloves. I want to leave a legacy. Dwayne is the same way. The two of us are like fine wine. We get better with time. He built a legacy on the field and is now building one that his children, his country, and his community can be proud of. Dwayne is a Canadian diamond. And when you have one to look at every day, you don't realize how valuable it is. I don't think people know how big Dwayne's heart is. To surprise me on my birthday one year, he flew my favorite reggae artist, Maxi Priest, to Toronto to play at my party. I've met a lot of musicians and rock stars in my day, but I had never met him. Dwayne knew that, so Dwayne made it happen. Everything he's wanted in life, he's had to make happen for himself. D-Ro's life isn't a sad story. It's a great story, and there are too many sad stories out there in the world right now. While reading this book, you'll see that just because you struggle doesn't mean you can't still triumph. It wasn't easy for D-Ro to get to the top of the soccer world, but he did. That's just one part of his great story. Lennox Lewis, 3-time world heavyweight boxing champion, CM, CBE. Prologue. "Yo, D-Ro, I want to show you something." He reached into his school bag and pulled out a gun. "What the fuck are you going to do with that?" I asked him. Real tough guys didn't carry guns. Nobody in my crew had a gun, and none of the gangs we scrapped with did either. So who the hell did this guy think he was? "I'll shoot anybody that looks at me funny," he joked. "You wouldn't shoot anybody, man. You're a bitch," I said, laughing. As he squared up to me, I could see in his face that my attitude was really starting to piss him off. I ain't scared of no tall kid with a fake gun. I wasn't scared of anybody. He looked down at the gun in his hand and started chuckling to himself. "You're a bitch," I said again. He was mad now. He looked up at me and pointed the gun to my head. I laughed at him. He was testing me, but I wasn't afraid. The gun was cold against my forehead, and I could feel its weight. "Call me a bitch again. I'm gonna pull the trigger." When you're a young teen, you don't fear death. I was more afraid he thought he could bully me and get away with it. "Bro, you're a bitch." Bang. Chapter 1. Started from the bottom. Ask anyone around the world what they think about Toronto, and they'll...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?